Hello, friend. My name is Reverend Felicia Blanco Searcy, and I am the senior minister at Unity Church of Life in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Unity is a positive, practical, progressive approach to Christianity based on the teachings of Jesus and the power of prayer. Unity honors the universal truths in all religions and respects each individual right to choose a spiritual path. We welcome you to our virtual Sunday celebration and hope you will find it inspiring and enriching. And tonight, we celebrate the birth. We celebrate the physical birth of Jesus, our way-shower and elder brother. And we celebrate the birth of the divine, the awakening of the divine within us. And the thing I love about Unity is that it is symbolic, it is metaphorical, it is mystical, it is metaphysical. It goes way beyond the stories in the Gospels. And so, as we get started with our candlelight, I'm going to light the Christ candle. And in Unity, we teach that it's all from God. We are all one. We are all generated. We are all created from the divine idea, from the divine light of God. And so tonight we will light our candles off the one candle, which represents the one light. And that the small lights come from the one light. And then you will light your candles off of that. So we are taking the same single light and just extending it over and over and over again. But it all generates, it all originates from that one light source. And when you really read the Gospels closely, as I have reiterated in my book, have to get a little levity in this. But as when you read the Gospels, we hear that message over and over and over, that nobody is set apart. Nobody is identified as the one or the special. But it's the one multiplied over and over and over again. So I'm going to take light from this candle and light the Christ candle we all generate. So, let us pray. Now just invite us to drop into our heart center and to take a moment and to see and to feel and to know the light within you. We pose the question tonight as we celebrate the birth of our way-shower and elder brothers. We celebrate the man who showed us our God potential, who awakened within him his divine essence, his divine knowingness, and laid the path out for us to know it for ourselves. We celebrate the man who said, "Those of you who believe in what I say and what I do will do the same as I have done, and you will do greater things." And so in this moment, I invite you to really see your God light, to know, to feel, to claim how you are a spark of the divine, shining light, shining God's light in your corner of the world. And we ask the question, what is it that is wanting to be birthed through you? And so with open hearts and open minds, we come into this experience, come into this evening, ready to allow the Christ nature to be born, to expand, to multiply within us. Thank you, God. And then in the name and in the nature of the living Christ, we say thank you, sweet Spirit. And so it is. Amen.
Yeah.
are going to tell the greatest story ever told. It is a story that you have heard many times when we celebrate Christmas, the birth of Jesus Christ. However, we believe that the Christmas story is not just to be told one day of the year. Rather, it is a story that takes place within each one of us, every day, every moment. Christmas is not a celebration to honor an event that happened to just one person long ago. It is a story about the birth of the Holy Child within each one of us. This story honors the presence of love within us all, for this is Christmas. Christmas is a happening, an event, a real celebration. It is a quickening of the power of joy in our lives. It is happening in our hearts, in our minds, and spirit as we once again create a loving environment in which new birth can happen. The holy birth, the specialness of this season, occurs again tonight. As we light the candles that represent the main characters in the story, we invite you to think of them as they live in you. Each one of these characters represents an aspect of you and the birth of your holy essence. You are here tonight to bring a new birth into your soul. The Christmas story is happening within you. Think of that which is the real you. Do you remember when Jesus said, "Before Abraham was, I am"? You too have always been, for you live in the mind of heart and God. You are infinite. You were created the instant that creation began. You started as the divine spark, the divine idea in the mind of God. So this is your story. We celebrate Jesus because Jesus brought our story alive. And so tonight, as we light the candles, I want you to think about what aspect is being born in you. So the first candle to be lit tonight represents Bethlehem.
Reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. In those days a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus, and all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child.
The word Bethlehem means house of bread, and this is the place where our story begins. Within you, Bethlehem represents your house of bread. In your own soul, this is the place where the very substance of God feeds your whole being. Yes, God's substance fills you. The substance of God is that place out of which every good thing takes shape and is born.
Affirm with me.
I rejoice that I have within me the Christ, and that I shall manifest my divine nature.
The second candle represents the star.
Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the time when Herod was king. Soon afterwards, some men who studied the stars came from the east to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the baby born to be the king of the Jews? We saw his star when it came up in the east, and we have come to worship him." Matthew 2:1-2.
The light the star, shows where the Christ child is born. It is the light that leads us to the appointed place of the birth. It represents in you and me that first glimmer of the light of truth that eventually leads us to the awareness of our true identity, spiritual sons and daughters of God.
Affirm with me.
We turn from the darkness of limitation to the eternal light of the Christ, from the belief in evil to the truth of the all-enfolding good. The third candle represents the manger.
While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, for there was no room for them in the inn. Luke 2, verses 6 and 7.
Mary and Joseph were denied entry to the inn because it was too crowded. Have you ever denied the birth of the great potential in yourself because you were overcrowded with worldly, material thoughts? The birth can only take place in a mind that is humble, receptive, and natural, represented by the manger in the stable. It is in just such simplicity that greatness is born in you, in the manger of your heart, a great but simple place for the Christ in you to be brought forth.
Affirm with me, my
soul in its purity and freedom conceives the perfect Christ idea and nurtures this awareness. The fourth and fifth candles represent Mary and Joseph.
In the sixth month, God sent an angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." Luke 1, verses 26 through 33.
As you listen, think of this story as happening in you right now, not long ago and far away, but taking place in your heart right here and now. The Christ in you is born when conditions are ready in your soul for this awareness to take place. Where are these conditions? Joseph represents spiritual wisdom, the divine wisdom within that says yes to the birth of the Christ. It is the guiding, protecting spirit that is needed for these fragile beginnings of something so sacred, so precious. Mary represents pure, unselfish love, untouched by greed or fear or worry. She symbolizes the inner, devotional part of our soul that prays in the temple daily in order to give birth to greatness. Spiritual wisdom plus pure, unselfish love, these are the conditions of the soul necessary for the birth of the Christ within you. Divine guidance and the feelings of oneness must be brought together in an unselfish, patient way. Thoughts and feelings aligned
to the Word of God, then your Christ light shines in the world.
Affirm with me.
My heart is filled with the peace of God. My heart is filled with the love of God. My heart is filled with the joy of God. The sixth candle represents the baby Jesus.
But after he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Matthew 1:20-23.
Jesus represents that in you, that which is your real truth. This is your real nature, the answers to your prayers. This is the new you. Christ in you is your hope and glory. New beginnings are always fragile. This new Christ child needs much nurturing. At first, it is new, young, and needs nurturing by spiritual wisdom and pure, unselfish love. Your wisdom guides you in bringing forth this image and likeness of God in you. The Christ in you is your divine pattern. It unfolds day by day, bringing forth new joy and abundance. The Christ matures and grows strong, taking its rightful place in God's divine plan for humankind.
Affirm with me.
I praise and give thanks that the Christ truth is born in me this day. The seventh candle represents the angels of the Lord.
In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then the angel of the Lord stood before them, and in the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Luke 2:8-14.
Hear the voice of the angels. Fear not. Behold, I bring you tidings of great joy. A Savior is born in you, Christ the Lord. Angels represent God ideas, the true messengers of spirit that herald the coming of a new and greater life for you. As you open your heart to divine ideas, they guide you into your new life, the one your soul is truly seeing right now. Angels bring you tidings of great joy.
Affirm with me.
I open my mind and consecrate it to the unfoldment of the Christ within me. The eighth and ninth candles represent the shepherds.
When the angels went away from them back into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and saw the baby lying in the manger. When the shepherds saw him, they told them what the angel had said about the child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said. Mary remembered all these things and thought deeply about them. The shepherds went back singing praises to God for all they had heard and seen. It had been just as the angel had told them. Luke 2:15-20.
There were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Shepherds represent the protective beings of God that watch over us. They are the guiding thoughts that must be convinced of this new truth before it can be truly accepted. The shepherds guide us into true understanding that God is our source of all good, an abundance of every good thing. The shepherds hear of the Christ through spiritual messengers called angels.
Affirm with me,
God is my shepherd and source of all understanding and help.
The 10th, 11th, and 12th candles represent the wise men.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay his homage."
There came wise men from the east. When they came to the manger, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother. And they opened their treasures and presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The gold represents riches of the spirit, wise and rich ideas, prosperity. Prosperity always comes to you when Christ is born in your heart. True prosperity is an awareness of God's rich abundance in all things. Frankincense represents the innate beauty of the soul, the ability to see more beauty in the world and call it forth from others. Myrrh represents life, the eternal nature of spirit, an ointment of love. These gifts give to us a healthy, more abundant life, a life which flows through us when we are faithful to our Christ selves, when we are acting in loving ways.
Affirm with me,
my life, my health, my joy, my supply are of God. I am one with him, and all that he has is mine.
Is the Nativity, your Nativity. It is the story of the Christ being born in your heart today and every day. Each day is a new beginning filled with the rich possibilities of spirit. The potential of God is in every circumstance in your life, every moment. This is what Christmas is all about. It is a time of giving and receiving the gifts of spirit. So what I'd like for us to do now is to take this experience into our heart through a few moments of meditation. So I'm going to invite you to become comfortable. If it's comfortable for you, to gently close your eyes. And to drop your attention to the cradle of your heart. In this moment, try to imagine what it must have felt like bringing
this precious being into the world. For Mary, for Joseph, for all the characters involved. The angels proclaiming, singing for joy. The heavens alive with light and music. And now I want you to see the same experience for your birth. That there was a sense of reverence, a sense, an experience of the sacred, that the angels sang and announced your birth, announced another creative, glorious idea of God being made manifest in the form of you. And now I want you to look deeper into your heart. And to hear the whisper of spirit. What is it that is wanting to be born through you this Christmas Eve? What perfect divine idea has God planted in your heart for you to nurture, for you to protect, for you to grow, in order to bring more of God into our world? How does God want to press more of God's self through you? Hear it, see it, claim it. And then I want you to imagine, hear the wind whipping all around this building. How the message of the divine in you, the birth of your divine, is being flung on the wind to all corners of the world. Whatever it is that's wanting to be born in you, feel the power and the presence, the wind of the Holy Spirit coming through your heart and sending it out to all corners of the world on this wind. It is the wind of spirit spreading itself, spreading the reality of love, spreading the perfect idea of wholeness, abundance, a world of unity, peace, abundance for all. And see how you are to contribute to that. Whatever it is that is wanting to be born in you this evening. So I'm going to invite us for a few moments in the silence for you to truly be with this quality, this idea, the divine inspiration that is coming alive through you, being taken by the wind and being blown to cover the world into the silence. The Christ is born in me this night. The Christ is born in me.
I am God's light. I shine light into those dark corners of sadness, of illness, of hurt and betrayal. I bring alive the light of God into each circumstance that I encounter. The Christ is born in me this night. And so we take a moment to give thanks. Give thanks to the reality of God in our lives, to give thanks for our way shower and elder brother, Jesus the Christ, who showed us our potential and gave us a path and said, follow me, in order to awaken to our divine splendor. We give thanks for the reality of God in every moment and for the possibility of love, of wholeness, of wisdom, of deep caring and compassion. We see us as God's hands, as God's mouth, as God's awareness, as bringing the gift of God's love, of God's light, everywhere we go, following our master teacher, Jesus the Christ. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.
In shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus we raise, let all within us praise his holy.
Wow. Thank you, Annalisa. You can come home from Broadway anytime. So now what we're going to do is we're going to light our candles. And everybody was given a candle when you came in, and it has your divinely, if you came in the correct door. They're in the back, baby. My husband snuck through the side. You have your own divinely appointed blessing. And so I'm going to invite everybody to take your blessing off. And this will be your Christmas blessing, your Christmas gift for the year. Take a chance to read it. And it's usually very, very appropriate. And if you don't quite understand it, just open your heart to the wisdom of Spirit, and it will reveal itself to you. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to invite you to come up and to pick which character in the story spoke to you tonight. Which is it that you are to ponder in your heart about? Is it the divine inspiration of the angels, or the protection of the manger, the wisdom of Joseph, the unselfish love of Mary, the light of Jesus? Allow Spirit to lead you to the right candle. And then you'll light it and come back to your seat, and we will sing Silent Night and just kind of bask in the light and finish up our service.
Oh.
So I want you to look around and look at the light of the world. And as you are holding the candle that represents your light, know that as we blow these out, and before we do, I just want you to really take in this moment with the wind whipping around this building and the safety and the security of the light and being in the arms, cradled in the heart and in the arms of God. And knowing that wherever you go, you carry God's light, you carry God's love, you carry God's protection all around you. And so even though we blow this physical manifestation of the light out, we know that the light within us burns eternally. So Merry Christmas, everybody. And so we're going to blow our light out. And so we just take a moment and say, thank you, Sweet Spirit, for this opportunity to come together as community to remember who we are as divine expressions of Spirit, as the light of our world, as the Christ of our world. And we give thanks and we celebrate this holy, holy night for the birth, for the life, for the example, for the spiritual awakening and evolution of our master teacher and way shower, Jesus the Christ, who showed with his life the God possibility in each one of us and sent out the call and beckoned us to follow so we too can grow, awaken, and evolve into the divine Christ expressions that we were created to be. And so we celebrate this truth and we give thanks. We give thanks for the birth of the Christ within each one of us. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Close with our prayer for protection. The light of God surrounds you, the love of God enfolds you, the power of God protects you,
and the presence of God watches over you. And remember, wherever you are, God is, and all is well. Thank you for joining us. For more information, we invite you to visit our website at www.unitychurchoflife.com. If you would like more information about Unity in general, you can visit the Unity Worldwide website at www.unity.org.